Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and this week's topic was suggested by a listener who wrote, "When it's that time of the month, I feel like my stomach is a bottomless pit. I can just eat and eat and eat, and I also crave sweets. Is this normal?" Well, in a word, yes, it is very common to experience an increase in appetite or cravings for certain foods just before or during your period. But how much of this is biological or physiological, and how much of it is in our heads? After all, the idea that getting one's period causes an uncontrollable desire for chocolate or other sweets is so heavily reinforced in our society that it could easily become sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we believe that we are victims of forces beyond our control, it kind of gives us an excuse to abandon our usual self-restraint, or maybe to justify our excesses. But while it may be subject to a certain amount of exaggeration in the popular culture, this phenomenon is not entirely imagined. Levels of the hormone progesterone rise in the second half of the menstrual cycle, leading up to the onset of menstruation. This hormone triggers changes in the uterus that will allow it to support a pregnancy, and it is also known to have an appetite-stimulating effect. Non-human animals, who are presumably immune to cultural messaging, tend to eat more and to favor more calorie-dense foods in the week or two leading up to the onset of the menstrual cycle. And maybe this is the body's way of preparing for the extra energy demands that would accompany a pregnancy. However, there are a couple of other compensating factors to consider. Level of the hormone leptin also rise during the second half of the cycle, and this appetite-regulating hormone tends to suppress the urge to eat. So we're not completely at the mercy of our hunger hormones here. You also do burn more calories in the days leading up to your period. Now, it's an oft-repeated myth that women burn up to 500 extra calories per day during their period. In reality, you probably burn an extra 500 calories per cycle. But if you are a bit hungrier than usual, that may be part of the reason. As long as you don't go overboard, that extra calorie burn could cancel out an extra snack or two. In effect, the typical changes in appetite hormones and metabolism during your menstrual cycle largely balance each other out. You may gain and lose a couple of pounds every single month, and while that may certainly be annoying, it's not necessarily cause for alarm. You are not gaining and losing several pounds of fat each time that happens. Most of the change that you're seeing on the scale is due to temporary water retention.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Cyclical changes in neurotransmitters may also play a role in your appetite. Serotonin, for example, has a number of functions throughout the body. It's perhaps best known for its effect on mood, creating a feeling of well-being. But it's also involved in cell-to-cell communications, sleep, digestion, and all kinds of other things. When serotonin levels fall, it can create cravings for carbohydrate foods because a big dose of carbohydrates will cause a temporary rise in your serotonin levels. So when you crave carbs, you're literally self-medicating. Now, many women have relatively level serotonin levels throughout their menstrual cycles, but for some women, serotonin levels do fall prior to the onset of menstruation, and this could explain cravings for chocolate or carbohydrates in those days leading up to your period. And this effect seems to be particularly true in women who suffer from premenstrual syndrome or who are prone to depression or seasonal affective disorder. The problem with using carbs to self-medicate for a serotonin deficiency is that eating a lot of refined carbohydrates can cause other unwelcome consequences. For one thing, many people find that the more refined carbohydrates they eat, the more they want to eat, especially if it's also serving as sort of an antidepressant. So instead of a periodic cycle in which your appetite and metabolism rises a bit and then falls, your intake simply escalates. Fortunately, carbs are not the only way to boost your serotonin levels. I recently had a conversation on food and mood with psychologist Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and she offered the following tips. She said, if you need a quick way to enhance your mood, a few minutes of aerobic exercise, like a quick walk or even some jumping jacks in your office, exposure to sunshine, doing a favor for someone, or even simply smiling are all proven ways to boost your serotonin and your mood. So now that we have a better understanding of what's happening in our bodies and in our brains before our period, let's talk about how to cope with all of that. Well, first of all, when faced with menstrual munchies, try to stick to yummy but healthy foods that are going to fill you up. That's going to be fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and protein-rich foods. Secondly, if those cravings feel kind of emotional, see if you can find some other non-caloric ways to lift your mood. Take a walk in a beautiful place. Get some exercise. Schedule a massage. Take a yoga class. See a funny movie or call a favorite friend. Number three, be sure to get plenty of sleep because being underrested can powerfully increase your appetite and cravings. And number four, consider maybe giving in to that chocolate craving. After all, chocolate does contain compounds that lift your mood, but instead of breaking out that king-sized bag of M&Ms, treat yourself to an ounce or two at most of the very best chocolate you can find. And finally, if you are struggling with severe PMS symptoms or depression, please seek the help and the support of a healthcare professional. There are treatments that can help really improve your quality of life. You'll find a transcript of today's show, along with links to related episodes on sleep, the food-mood connection, and lots more. You'll find all of that at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also discover podcasts by other experts in the Quick and Dirty Tips podcasting network, including The Savvy Psychologist, Get Fit Guy, Everyday Einstein, and Grammar Girl. And while we're talking about podcasts, I want to invite you to check out my new podcast, which is not part of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, but does feature Brock Armstrong of the Get Fit Guy podcast. In the Change Academy podcast, Brock and I talk a little about nutrition and fitness and a lot about the science of behavior change and how we can create lasting positive change in any aspect of our lives. You'll find that wherever you listen. The Nutrition Diva Show is written by me, Monica Reinagle, edited by Karen Hertzberg, produced by Nathan Semmes, and our fantastic team at Macmillan Audio also includes Emily Miller, Michelle Margulis, Morgan Ratner, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.